Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up a little bit later in the broadcast, we have former high-level Army expert, Colonel, joining us, exposing the fake terror alerts and how they stage these events and how the entire liquid explosives report is a fraud. In this hour, I will get into the fact that Canadian police had an innocent man tortured. By the way, we know that in Canada, people who went to the Bilderberg Group meeting and tried to demonstrate it were threatened to have their arms cut off. That was confirmed. I mean, that's how sick our countries are getting. Has nothing to do with stopping terrorism, folks. It is about terrorizing the people. I guess it does have to do with terror. It's about the government being terrorists terrorizing us. But nothing to do with the type of terrorism they're talking about. Also, poll finds rebound in Bush approval. I've got a take on that. Also, Bush's Iran. Bush and President of Iran to face off. Now, that's the weird AP article, but in truth, Bush refused to face off with Ahmed Dinejad, being a coward that the president is. I mean, I would respect Bush a lot more if he'd go ahead. I guarantee you Ronald Reagan would have had a debate with this guy. Now, also, we will get into a really scary report out of the Toronto Star. IMF fears must be heeded. Discussion of global economic collapse. So we'll get into that report as well. But right now, let's get to the callers that have been patiently holding. Let's talk to Travis, then Mike, then Hib, Charles, James, and others. Travis, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you. Great show you're having today.
Well, thank you, sir.
I only have one concern today. I was wondering if we crack down on the border and on the immigration even more, wouldn't that create more government bureaucracy and more of a police state?
Okay, well, it's simple. The federal government's supposed to do three things and has three powers, and it doesn't do any of those three things. All right? It doesn't defend this country from invasion, it doesn't protect the borders, and it doesn't print the money. Okay?
Okay.
So, and you can argue the Treasury does, but it does it under private orders from the private Federal Reserve Board, so it's quasi. And that's one thing the federal government has the power to do. It can build a, you know, a 5,000-foot wall of it once with, you know, robots flying around, okay? And that's what, and I'm being sarcastic there, that's what it needs to do, okay? We don't have a country if we don't have a border. And then Bush gets up last Friday, the little traitor, little sniveling traitor that he is, and he says, well, there's 11 million of these people. We can't catch them all. Well, does that mean that we've got to, and it's really 30 million, does that mean that we'll just capitulate to the next 30 million and the next 30 million? There's over 100 million new people every 16 to 18 months, and the number's coming out now on the global census 2005, now it's every year. Looks like it's going to be even higher. It's always about a year and a half late when we get the numbers. I mean, they all want to come here, folks, and not only are these foreigners coming here, and getting on welfare, they're getting here and shooting their mouths off and talking trash about this country and talking about how they're taking it down for some kind of reconquista. And I'm just not going to have it. I'm not going to sit around and put up with a bunch of criminal elites using third world hordes to bring down this country. The illegal aliens take out a lot more than they bring in. They drive down the wages. They suck off the welfare and the health care. They spend tens of thousands more a year on the welfare for the average illegal alien, something like $22,000 in California, even more in New York. Did you know New York City's 60%+ illegal alien? Okay. Yeah, oh, that's the New York Times. That's official census numbers. They cost us more. They are a cancer on this country. And they've been, look, everything the globalists do is bad for this country, right? Well, why are they pumping in these illegal aliens? We got to first stop the flood and then start kicking them out of here. I want to drag these smiley-faced people who hate this country, and if they hate it so bad, get out of here. Get out of my country. Take your Mexican flags and just flush them down the toilet. Go back and be slaves. Don't come to my free country try to pull us down with you.
It's here at After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I mean, really, folks, I'm sick of wild-eyed foreigners running around violently waving Mexican flags, telling me how they're taking over the United States when they can't even get control of their banana boat corrupt country where they are absolute slaves. I mean, it really is pathetic. And they don't know any history. They're just like the average American, dumb as dirt. And they'll tell me Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty and this belongs to Mexico. Give me a break. Mexico couldn't hold on to the Southwest. Mexico begged Texans to come in because Mexican troops had been routed by the Indians. So you called in Tennessee Indian and Kentucky Indian fighters to come in here and do a job you couldn't do. There have been six flags over Texas. It doesn't belong to the French. It doesn't belong to the Spanish. It doesn't belong to the Mexicans. It doesn't belong to the Confederates. It belongs to the people of Texas and the United States, and if anybody's got a claim on it, sure, you could say Native Americans, but the Mexican government itself, it's so mean to its native peoples, pushes that whole view too now. Oh, we expand beyond our territorial borders as indigenous peoples. You work for the Ford Foundation to break down this country, and I'm just sick of it. Look, all cultures are nationalistic and tribal and racist. Let's get down to just brass tacks. Okay, racism is really tribalism and is a naturally occurring event. And so you've got the domesticated, liberal, jellyfish Americans all just limp-wristed. Oh, I'm bad. I'm racist. Let me give you everything I've got. I've been bad. And then to that, the third world people say, that's right. Now get down there and lick my boots. Your people are dying, and soon we'll just kill all of you. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you.
No. I was on KLBJ doing a Sunday show, and got a few emails after going, who is this UT professor? You know, there's not a head of UT Chicano Studies up in Arlington saying that all whites need to be killed. We've written articles on the articles on Prison Planet. We have audio links. The guy's been all over the news, so don't try it. Can you imagine if a white professor was saying, well, I just think the answer is killing all the blacks. I think that's really going to be the answer. I mean, even a black professor, 2 years ago said we need to kill all the whites. Remember that? And he got in all that trouble. You see, blacks are above the whites now in America, but above the blacks is the illegal alien Mexican. They're above the cops. They're above the firemen. They are first class citizens. They get preferential treatment on loans, on houses, on credit cards, on jobs. The corporations want an incentive to bring in third world populations, and they are doing it. And the establishment loves the Asians, and they love bringing in the Eastern Europeans to displace and drive down wages, but they don't love them like they love the Mexicans. Because the Chinese come here and want to be Americans. The Eastern Europeans come here and want to be Americans. And that doesn't work too good for the globalists. It's good to drive down the wages and do a few things like that and, you know, get on welfare and to get in the system, new clients. But that's not what they really love. They love setting up revolution in this country. They just love it. And plus, they speak another language, so people don't know what's going on. Though they're finding out now. So, you know, Bush says, hey, there's 11 million illegals. We can't kick them all out. No, it's really 30 million. And so what Bush is saying is capitulate and give me my blanket amnesty guest worker program. And so I ask you, American people, I know I just keep bringing this up the last few days, is because it just makes my head spin. I cannot believe that Mecha and La Raza and Mexico and all these groups with millions of members are so Hitler-like. I mean, Hitler didn't say kill all of the Jews or kill all of the gypsies or kill. You know, he kept that quiet and just tried it behind closed doors. Look at how the media tries to keep that quiet and then tries to imply you're bad if you don't go, oh, yeah, kill me. Good, I'm bad. Yes, kill me. Kill me. It isn't going to work. And the cat is out of the bag. And the people now know what's really going on. And they know how corrupt the Mexican system is. And they don't want to live under that. We already got kickbacks and mordido, beak dipping going on here in Texas, big time. Whole counties have been taken over. Mexican flags fly at the government buildings. This is mainstream news. And it is just all over South Texas news that life has ended. The investment is leaving. The tourism is leaving. It's going right back to dirt squares and chickens running around the streets. And big fat sheriffs sitting up there going, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, with their slaves around them. Hey, man, that's not the American way, okay? And I am not going to be here in dirt towns with fat sheriffs and chickens running around. And I'm not going to get down and lick the sheriff's boots and go, oh, Federale, oh, I'm a peon. Oh, let me lick your boots. Oh, viva Mexico. You're so good. It's a shameful, shameful culture. I mean, how dare you try to embrace that and not embrace Americana? It's sick. It's a joke. And our government loves your culture because your culture is death of freedom, death of independence, and death of the middle class. So I rebuke your racist, corrupt kleptocracy. And I'm not going to go along with it. Let's talk to Mike in Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air, Mike.
Oh, no problem, Alex. Good to talk to you finally. I've been trying to get through for a while.
Good to talk to you.
Oh, yeah. I often tell people that I live in Houston, Mexico. That's what it seems like.
just gets worse and worse.
It really does.
And it'd be one thing if, we'll take the leprosy and the TB and the meningitis and, we'll take losing our jobs. Just please don't rub it in, and just tell us how you're going to kill us. And folks, you've been waiting a long time to get on, but I'm just going to say this.
Oh, cool.
I'm tired of walking in restaurants. I'm tired of walking into superstores, and you go in the bathroom, and there's a pile of toilet paper folded with wipings all over it. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, because the people using those toilets have never seen toilets, and they think you go to the bathroom and you throw the poop in the corner. The wipings. And a lot of people are seeing this and don't know what it is. That's the new face of America, folks. People so ignorant that they I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no problem, Alex. I like listening to what you have to say. I listen to you almost every day. I woke up probably about a year ago because of 9/11 Road to Tyranny, and I've watched all your videos since, and I've been giving it out to friends and family. And I've been encountering a lot of doublethink, but when I go and show people actual documentation, much like you do, their eyes open, and they freak out. A lot of them try to double-think their way out of it.
Describe that process and tell me what documentation you use.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll go to, like, InfoWars, and I'll see one of your articles, and I'll, click on the link at the top where it originally came from, AP or ABC News, wherever it comes from, and show it to them. Now, like with the torture thing, I was just speaking to my girlfriend's mother, and, a lot of the things she's very receptive to, when we started talking about torture, double-think kind of kicked in, and she goes, well, they do it to our people. Why don't we do it to them? And I said, well, it's not right. It's against the Geneva Convention. It's against a lot of things that Americans believe in. And she double-thinked it again and said, well, we need to get the information to get the terrorists. And I pointed out to her the terrorists are sitting at the top of the United States. They're not sitting over in some Middle Eastern country. And it nearly blew her mind. And,
Did you show her how they're torturing children?
Yeah, I sent her an article, and she couldn't believe that. She didn't want to believe that our government could do it, even though she admitted that she knows the government has done torture
for
years.
I'm telling you, this torture into the children is the thing that can bring them down.
I hope that it does bring them down, Alex, and we really need to. A lot of people are starting to wake up, thanks to you and other people like you that do what you do. And, I stick mainly with your stuff because I know that you're 100% documented. Anything that you say, I know I can go and look it up online, and I'll find it from multiple sources that are legitimate sources. And it freaks people out when I do that. And I've learned a lot of that from watching what you do and listening to what you do. And one of the things that I need people to start doing is when they do their research, a lot of times I'll run into little roadblocks like with SCP.gov. When I first went there, when you told me about it, I went to SCP.gov and I noticed a new link on the left-hand nav bar that said missing facts. And if you read through there, it tries to debunk everything that you say, but when you read through the documentation, you see that it's all wordplay on their behalf.
Yeah, they've got a new link where they lie, hoping you'll go believe them yet again. But if you go read, listen, you can go read the CFR that wrote the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's North American Union, total integration, and under that we lose all our freedoms. Okay,
yeah.
So there's the people that set the plan up call it world government. So then after the fact, they can try to spin it, put perfume on it. It is still what it is.
Yeah, well, I had to laugh because it says in the myths and facts, it says we are not trying to form an American Union. But when you read the documentation, they're not. They're trying to form a North American Union. It's wordplay. That's what they do.
No, exactly. It's like we don't torture, we pressure. And by the way, we changed the definition of torture to pressure.
Exactly. It's like I told my girlfriend's mom. I was like, if they change it from ripping out toenails to an advanced manicure, then people are going to accept it. I mean, it's ridiculous some of the things they do to try to spin and try to give wordplay to everything.
Well, that's really it. What people do is they try to engage in mental gymnastics to ignore and, oh, it's not as bad as they say, or, oh, that's not true, or, oh, it's just the Democrats' fault, or, oh, it's the Republicans' fault. No, folks, we have got a corrupt regime, an entire government totally bought off by foreign interest, and it's like we're a giant casino or something. And I've never seen such looting. I've never seen such crazed, rabid, slash and burn, strip mining of a society. And that's because they know this country's going down. And I appreciate your call. And when we get back, I'll get into this Toronto Star article with the IMF coming out and saying they are really concerned about our economy. Stay with us.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XAMADU, and ask for George.
Here's this report out of the Toronto Star today. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. IMF's fears must be heeded. U.S. borrowing trade deficits are unsustainable, writes columnist Dave Crane. You can expect the International Monetary Fund to come out and say the world is headed for a global financial crash. And it isn't saying that. But what it is saying is, it's in its own careful way, is that the risk of such a calamity is increasing. This may sound quite strange given the fact that its latest World Economic Outlook is forecasting for 2007 the fourth consecutive year of strong global growth. Yeah, like 11% in China leading it. But it is why Raghuram Rajan, the IMF's chief economist, told a press briefing in advance of the IMF and World Bank annual meeting that got underway in Singapore this weekend that he was feeling a little schizophrenic. As he put it, we are in a world with strong growth projections, but also one in which the downside risks are growing, and those risks have increased since the provisions of the IMF economic outlook in April. The most difficult risk is that of disorderly adjustment of what finance officials call the global imbalances. This is a way of saying the global economy is skewed and it cannot keep on this way. On one side is the huge and growing buildup of U.S. borrowings from the rest of the world to finance its unstable trade and budget deficits. And on the other side, countries such as China and Japan ringing up huge trade surpluses with the U.S. and lending their surplus funds back in the tune of $800 billion a year, or about $2.2 billion a day. As he argues, though, this borrowing binge might end smoothly, but world financial leaders are right to be worried about a more precipitous realignment that would likely set off a massive dollar depreciation and possibly much worse. Indeed, if policymakers continue to sit on their hands, it is not hard to imagine a sharp global slowdown or even a devastating financial crises. That's his quote, and it goes on, it gets worse. Okay, let me just read that quote to you again. Or even a devastating financial crises. A sharp global slowdown or even a devastating financial crises. And the global bankers, the IMF World Bankers, we've gotten their own documents. Sicklitz, the former chief economist at the World Bank, went public just a few years ago. With a bunch of documents in 2002. And in those documents, thousands of pages, it's all predatory. It's all how to loan money to somebody, how to make sure they don't pay it back, how to then loan them $1 billion and end up, you know, the country ends up paying $15 billion by the time they're done. It's just like they send credit cards to a 18-year-old high school graduate and jack him up on debt, but as soon as you're making money, they don't send you credit cards anymore. It's about getting you into the system. It's about indebting you for life. And you'll spend a few thousand on a credit card. By the time you're done, pay 20-something thousand on it. They love it. Well, it's the same thing with our country. But in this case, we don't really owe this money. Private central banks, it's a family cartel. It's less than 15 families, own the central banks of the world. It was all set up with the Bank of England, the Bank of France, the Bank of Germany, and then, of course, we got the Bank of the U.S., which is really the private Federal Reserve in 1913. And ever since then, they've seized this country as an engine of global economic control. Now they're using us militarily as well. And they create what I call black holes of debt. They design it so that governments, societies, private interests, private debt, they design the economy by manipulating the money supply and the trade deficit and through neo-mercantile systems to consolidate, to wage war against the middle class, to consolidate industries and companies and service. And their own documents are public on this. They've done this. They've destroyed our economy. But so that we don't economically revolt or physically revolt before their control grid is in place, before the shackles are on us, they have applied a type of heroin, economic heroin, to kind of deaden the pain as they break our legs so that we are incapacitated and can't fight them. And what is that? Massive dollar printing. Just double the money supply the last 6 years. Bernanke says he'll double it the next two. Just printing money like it's going out. It's like the Germans in the 20s. I mean, it's just the printing presses are on fire. Money is shooting out like confetti. And it's unbelievable. I'll finish commenting on this when we get back. We'll go to your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You gotta love is the IMF chief economist coming out and going, I'm really worried about the economy. I'm worried about this world economic system. And I tell you, China and India, and they're all going to do just great, but America's going to probably crash. And it's just too bad. We're real upset about it. Meanwhile, these are the people that run our country, okay? I mean, when somebody from the IMF or World Bank or Federal Reserve comes into Congress, you watch body language. When the president comes in, you know, there's a little bit of pomp and fanfare, but when Mr. Greenspan or Helicopter Bernanke comes in, it's, Sir, gracious Sir, Excellency, your committee chairman, you don't mind if I ask you a little question, do you? I'm about to talk to you. Sir, please, is it all right, banker ruler? And all they are is a criminal cartel that bought off our politicians in 1913 that got control of our money supply. I mean, how big a shot would you be after, you know, 90-something years if you had a monopoly over all of the issuance of money in this country? You'd be owning and running everything. But see, it isn't enough for them to just buy up the majority of the economy and all the major companies. They want to blow out the economy fully at a key point that they're choosing, so they can come in with all the wealth they've accrued, and so they can buy up all the shattered pieces for not even pennies on the dollar. And so before they engineer that collapse, they can also be positioned to protect all of their assets. But something's happened. And if you read the Toronto Star, if you read what the Times of London reported 3 months ago, if you read what the real financial pages are saying, is that the IMF and the World Bank and the Exim Bank and all the rest of the of these different groups, different heads of the same Hydra, are upset, saying, are we going to, in fact, he just said it here, are we going to have a gradual, controlled correction of the dollar? Because it's going down. America's gone. Do you understand? You spoiled, rotten scum, you abortion-loving, cheeseburger-loving, full of yourselves, you know, there's no end to the party, people. Do you understand? It's gone. Okay, illegal aliens, don't worry. You get to overrun us and run around waving foreign flags and, okay, land of the scum, home of the slave. I'm sorry to be negative here. America's gone, okay? Now, the question is, how bad is our death going to be? You see, and so here are the bankers saying that. Well, is it going to be controlled or will it be cataclysmic? And they say in a cataclysmic plunge, they may lose their shirts. And they're now telling a lot of the high-level minions who are, you know, worth hundreds of millions apiece themselves that, oh, by the way, you're probably going to lose your shirt, too. You see, I'm upset about the fact that we're now going into the North American Union. I'm upset by the fact that the dollar's been devalued by 40-plus percent. I am upset by everything that is happening, everything that is unfolding. I am upset by the fact that my children are going to grow up in a third world fascist police state peopled by a completely moron population of drooling idiots who are going to love their own enslavement. Okay? I'm trying to revive the country. We're trying to resurrect the country. But if we can't admit that the country, as it stands now, is already gone, then there's no hope. And I'm not being negative here. Okay? And so the very people that are engineering all of this are now the ones standing up there telling us it's coming and saying, gee, we sure are trying to stop it. No, they're not. Yeah, they're trying to stop it like a fish tries to stop living in water. I mean, it's just incredible. I said I'd mention this, so we will, then we'll go to your calls. Liquid bomb terror plot is a fiction underscoring police failures. That will come up in the next hour with our guest. It's not the article I'm looking for, my friends. Where is it? Here it is. Canadian police errors lead to innocent man's torture. This is out of Reuters. Canadian police wrongfully identified an Ottawa software engineer as an Islamic extremist, prompting U.S. agents to deport him to Syria, where he was tortured. An official inquiry concluded yesterday. Maher Arar, who holds a Canadian and Syrian nationality, was arrested in New York in September 2002 and accused of being an Al-Qaeda member, which is as rare as a tooth fairy. And only exist in the minds of our government. It is a vapor that they blame their own terrorist acts on. In fact, said the judge who led the probe, all the signs point to the fact that Arar was completely innocent. He says he was repeatedly tortured in the year he spent in Damascus jails, and the inquiry agreed that he had been tortured. He was freed in 2003. And it took 3 years to have the inquiry come to a head. And, of course, you notice here it says that he was deported to Syria to a secret U.S.-controlled prison to be tortured. Syria, they're behind Al-Qaeda. They're going to attack us any minute. We need to go ahead and blow them up. We need to go ahead and nuke them. The average neocon listener says they can't find it on a map. They can't find their hind end, probably. But the point is, they can't find their head from a hole in the ground, is a better way to say it. And they just doesn't matter. It's just little stuff like this hidden in plain view. Shipped to Syria, where they follow the globalist orders so closely they torture whoever they're ordered to. One of the places they torture children. Not a fan of Assad. But it just shows how staged all it's all staged, folks. Let's go ahead and take a call. Point is, folks, we're hearing that they're a big enemy, but they work with our government, see. Because our government are a bunch of criminals. Let's go ahead and who's up first here? Hib in Texas. Hib, welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. Got a question for you. Concerning the event that you're anticipating coming up that you've said you think might be happening, are you familiar with the use that these people put the number 117 to when they select dates and how they pull things off?
Well, I don't. I'm not into numerology myself, and I don't do little calculations and things like a lot of folks do. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I am aware of the criminology and the sociology of the pathology of the New World Order's criminal activities. They are obsessed with numbers: 911, 711, 666. You know, 311, 911 days after 9/11 in Madrid. And I'll elaborate on this number that you've raised because I'm unfamiliar with it.
Okay. Apparently, as near as I can tell, it's been involved with their sacred worship on their part, going back hundreds of years in architecture and design, and even some things that are pretty much in your face these days. You know, trying to run numbers and explain crunching over the air is impossible to do, but I really have come to believe that it is very important to them and that they are well likely to use that number in whatever they pull at any time. That's why I ask and bring it
up.
Well,
I mean, tell me the number again and then just elaborate on just some.
Okay, well, the number 117, such as if you're looking at when the first Gulf War kicked off, 117. Now, there's a lot of in architecture, in various ways that it's been used over the centuries, but that is something that just, it's in your face. It's right there. That's really as much as I could explain it without visual aids. It's pretty hard to do. But what I wanted to find out was if you were familiar with it and if you were interested, I do have some stuff that I could mail to you if you could turn me over to somebody to give an address.
Well, thank you, sir. I am always interested in information, and let me just give you the address over the air for yourself and everybody else. How's that sound?
Cool.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Far away.
Okay, you can write to me at 3001, that's 3001, South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Fine and dandy.
Okay, thank you, Hib. I appreciate the call. Let me just comment on it because he raised it. I go where the facts are. I go where the information is. In my own bumbling way. And yes, the people running our country, the people running our world, are totally obsessed with numerology and numbers and the occult and astrology and everything else you can, tea leaves, dice, I mean, they are a bunch of lunatics. Remember Ronald Reagan? It is admitted, his wife admits, she's written it in her autobiography, that the exact minute, the exact second, say 8:45 and 14 seconds, that he would give a speech, how many words were in his speech, what color tie he would wear to reflect the planet he was in the house of whatever. I mean, you know, that's the stuff you know about him. Hillary and the shaman at 3 a.m. trying to resurrect Eleanor Roosevelt. These people are completely nuts. And Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of it. And, yeah. The Arabs are not into numbers, and they're not into carrying out attacks on numbers. But the Illuminati are. And look at 9/11. I mean, remember all the weird stuff with nines and ones concerning that day? And then, you know the spiel. A year later, the New York lottery, not the Illinois lottery, not the Texas lottery, the New York lottery comes up 9/11 for the first and only time. And on that same day, the Chicago Mercantile comes up 9/11. And that's the elite showing you that with the derivatives market, it's all staged. How they close it each day. And they do this over and over and over again. And they are obsessed with numbers. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Wisconsin. Welcome, Charles.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
First time caller. I got unplugged from the propaganda matrix back in March.
Oh, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Actually, I was a little curious of your intake on this Jesus camp and this sycophant fanatic, Becky Fisher. Because when I saw this clip from this, you know, how she's training her children and brainwashing them, I was like, I couldn't believe it. Now, I'm blessed with a child who has 140 IQ, and when I showed her, you should have seen her jaw drop. So I was just curious about how your take on this and everything else. Have you seen this clip yet?
It's up on prisonplanet.com right now. It's from ABC News. Let me put you on hold, and then I'm going to play about a minute and a half of this three-minute clip, and then we'll come back after we play the clip and talk a little bit about it. Here it is.
Jesus Camp, that's a new and in-your-face documentary that came out this weekend. The movie's about a Bible camp called Kids on Fire, where the pastor says the children are being groomed to be soldiers in God's army. This movie is raising eyebrows, raising hackles, and raising questions about evangelizing to young people.
All right, now I want
speaking in tongues, weeping for salvation,
simmer you in the Holy Ghost,
praying for an end to abortion,
no more, no more,
worshiping to a picture of President Bush. These are some of the activities at Pastor Becky Fisher's Bible Camp in North Dakota, as shown in the provocative new documentary, Jesus Camp.
This means war!
I want to see them as radically laying down their lives for the gospel as they are over in Pakistan and in Israel and Palestine and all those different places.
You know, a lot of people die for God and stuff, and they're not even afraid.
We're kind of being trained to be warriors. Only in a much funner way.
The film has caused a split among evangelicals. Some say it's designed to demonize. Others have embraced it, including Pastor Fisher, who's helping promote the film.
So I've never felt at any point that we were exploited.
This camp is, by many accounts, a small and perhaps extreme slice of what some say is a growing, intensifying evangelical youth movement. Over the past decade and a half, enrollment at Christian colleges is up 70%.
Okay, let's stop right there. And then the left uses this, the mainstream media uses this to demonize people that are against abortion, that are against all these bad things that are happening. Folks, I can watch the video. These children are crazed. They've got evil in their eyes. It is like a Jim Jones cult. There are huge pictures of Bush. They are actually worshiping. You know, they put their hands up and fall down before him, which is totally against the Bible. It looks like the scene that Moses saw when he came down Mount Sinai and saw him going completely ape. And, you know, this woman preacher just looks like a pig demon to me, just one look at her, and you can tell where she comes from. And this is how the devil operates, folks. This is how he demonizes Christians. This is what they do. And I'm telling you, I heard Kixel here in Austin. Months after 9/11, say George Bush is Jesus. I told you I heard it, and I literally almost ran off the road. I actually slowed down and was trying to get a pen to write down what program it was. But this was a little more subtle. It was George Bush talking and kept going, "He's our father. He's our leader. He protects us. He loves us." And it would be Bush going, "We're going to defeat him. We're going to fight him. We're going to come together. He cares. He knows. He's our Lord." George Bush would then talk again, that would say some more, and then Bush would talk again at the end. I'm going, this is pure blasphemy. It goes, "He's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." And it was on local Christian radio, but it was on some national show. And this is what it's about. Worshipping George Bush, who himself is a Skull and Bones / Bohemian Grove member. Let's go back to Charles in Wisconsin. Charles, you wanted to comment on this? Yeah, it looks like Jim Jones brainwashing. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I first saw it, I mean, my first reaction is I wanted to vomit. I'm like, oh my God. And you don't even, I don't even know how to, or even articulate, you know, where this starts, you know, with our children and everything else. Like I said, I've sort of been blessed with a kid who's got really good cognitive thinking skills. But for the rest of America, I don't know how they would view this. And is this some, how do I put it, some cultist fascist going through our country?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's exactly. The government has taken over the evangelical movement, you know, the dominant movement. And it's led by Pastor Hagee and others. And they get up there with that fake preacher voice and said, World War III is coming, and the Lord is going to lead it. Worship George Bush. George Bush has got the sword of the Lord. And it's totally fake. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The Ring of Fire.
Don't wait, folks. My new film, Terror Storm, is out with 66 minutes of extras. Amazing information added to this even more amazing documentary film, The History of Government-Sponsored Terror. what happened on 7-7 in London, Madrid, and then we lead into the latest info on 9-11, then the lies of the Iraq war. The 7-7 information is then tied in with 9-11, and we also cover the NSA spying. Get your copy of Terror Storm at Infowars.com today, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and you can download all 15 of my films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, dozens and dozens of other special reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Listen, the government isn't supposed to be involved at any level with religion in this country, whether it's Hopi Indians chewing on mescaline or Baptist preachers baptizing their children out in the local river. Okay, and it's called the First Amendment. Anybody who hadn't read it should go read it. Congress shall make no, N-O law, respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. But like everything else they do, they go, oh, just in the 50s, you trust the government now, Americans. You never did before, but just sign a little form. You got your tax exemption. When the preachers didn't know they were waiving what the whole revolution was fought on, that they were signing a contract to be a ward of the state, you could still, quote, have a church outside of that. And it's the same thing that we face on every other major issue. Oh, there's no law you got to have a vaccine, but we'd like you to sign this waiver, but then they'll still send the police out to arrest you for not taking the vaccine. Well, that's what they tell you. No, they kick your child out because they didn't tell you about the waiver, which you didn't have to sign to begin with, but then they make your child truant, and then they come and try to prosecute you when in truth, there have been a lot of state laws passed to prosecute them when they do that because it's illegal. But they engage in mass hoax, mass lie against all of us every year when school starts, and we just put up with it like a bunch of dumb cattle. And look, I know I sit here and I talk a little bit rude to people and I'm a little bit brisk or brask. It's because I actually respect you. You'll run into a lot of people that'll sit there and pat you on the head and a lot of people that'll sit there and tell you what you want to hear and introduce you to something real slow and tell you how smart you are and tell you that, you know, that you've got all the answers and meanwhile they're raping the daylights out of you. It's like government. They'll tell police all day how much the government cares about you. The government's here to protect you. The government wants you to stick with the government. The government will do whatever it takes. It's the government, you know, us together against the people. The government won't give you health care when you need it. The government isn't going to take care of you when you need it. The government isn't going to do it. Over and over again, they look at their servants even lower than they do the general cattle. And yeah, and you'll still lick the hand that chains you. And it's just so frustrating. This government we have bears no resemblance to the one we had 80 years ago. Almost no resemblance to the one we had 50 years ago. This is not my government. This is an imposter. It'd be like if you were married. You were married to a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman, and you showed up, and it was a red-haired, green-eyed woman, and it wasn't your wife, and she said, what do you mean? I'm your wife. I'm your wife. No, it's not our wife. It's not our government.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.